You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It is time for a trending report. Federal holiday today, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. You know, his I Have a Dream speech is iconic. And I know people know that part of the speech. I wondered how many people have listened to the entire 16. It was a 16-minute speech that he gave that day in 1963. I just posted a link to it on the Mindbender Club mailer that's going out today. I'm going to put it on our Facebook page here in just a few minutes, too. Very interesting to listen to the entire 16-minute speech that he gave. And I learned something new today that I did not know about Martin Luther King Jr. I did not know that he skipped two grades in school and started college when he was 15.
Holy cow.
And graduated with his degree in sociology at age 19.
Impressive.
I did not know that until today.
Crazy.
Anyway, so might be, I think, a good idea for people to invest 16 minutes of their day to listen to the whole thing and not just listen to little excerpts.
Yeah, I agree, man. Sort of.
Let's see, what happened in sports over the... Well, let's quickly say that the Denver Nuggets lost last night to Utah. No, they're not supposed to do that.
What happened?
The Nuggets will host Oklahoma City tomorrow night at Ball Arena. The Avalanche are off until tomorrow night. They will be out in Los Angeles against the Kings. Did you watch any football this weekend?
I have not watched 2 minutes of football this entire season.
My goodness. I did. I watched about a game and three quarters, because I watched all of one game and then I watched a little bit from a couple of others. We know who the final four are. From those four, we'll find out who's going to be going to the Super Bowl. The big news out of yesterday's games was watching Patrick Mahomes get hit. And I'm going to tell you this, it was scary to watch him get up. He was concussed. And it drove home the point of just how violent and dangerous this game is, because when he got to his feet, I mean, I think I actually out loud said, whoa, because he had to be helped.
Wow.
And it didn't even look like that severe of a blow, which again reminds us that it doesn't take much for that human brain
to get jostled around.
Yeah, Jer.
And those are big dudes hitting each other. I mean, it doesn't look like much on TV, but I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Wham.
So now it's a big question. He's in what they call the concussion protocol. They have to go through a 5-step rehab program. Mm-hmm. The median recovery time for quarterbacks who have suffered a concussion in the last 4 or 5 years has been about a week. And next weekend, the Chiefs are going to be playing Buffalo. They're a good team to see who goes on to the Super Bowl. Will they have Patrick Mahomes? We don't know.
Bad time of year for this to happen.
The other game that's going to be going on next weekend is Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady, and a lot of people are very excited about that showdown.
Yeah. I actually might have to watch that one. I might sit down and finally watch a game.
Watch at least some of it, because I think it's supposed to be snowing at Lambeau Field, and there's nothing like a January playoff game in the snow.
That's fun. Those are fun.
A lot of people maybe don't know who Phil Spector is. He was a legendary music producer in the 60s and the 70s. He created the wall of sound that so many artists have kind of tipped their cap to. Even some of today's artists have said, if it wasn't for that sound that he helped to create, music would be a little bit different today. The thing about Phil Spector is he was an absolute total freak and weirdo. He would bring guns to the recording studio and hold them to the heads of some of the recording artists.
Oh my God.
Yes. And what do you know? His freakazoid life took a tragic turn when in 2003, he actually did shoot and kill an actress. And so he died in prison. Well, actually, he died at a hospital, but he had gone to prison. He was serving prison time for murder. Phil Spector has passed at the age of 81. What else going on? Give me something uplifting.
A couple big birthdays yesterday, as we talked about last week. Betty White did roll over to 99 yesterday. A lot of Betty White tributes flowing yesterday. You would have thought she had passed away, honestly.
What do you think they're going to do for her 100th next year?
I don't know, man. It's going to be huge, though. There's going to be a parade and a flyover and all sorts of stuff. She's a treasure. Also yesterday, James Earl Jones turned 90 yesterday. And
oh,
if
wow.
you don't want to Google him, kids, he's the voice of Darth Vader. And if you don't know who Darth Vader is, then you just need to go
He's
back to
90.
Bed. 90 years old, James Earl Jones.
I liked him in The Hunt for Red October.
Yeah.
He was a badass in that.
Iconic
too.
Voice.
I was never here.
Not even close to his voice there. Not even
Sorry.
Close. Here's some horrible news this morning. Nestle has recalled more than 750,000 pounds of Hot Pockets this morning.
No!
They're saying they have pieces of glass or plastic in them. It is in the premium pepperoni with pork and the chicken and beef pizza with garlic buttery crust.
Ugh.
Both of those sound like explosive diarrhea, but you don't want that with shards of glass in there because that'll tear you to pieces.
How do they get glass in it?
I don't know, man. I didn't read the rest of the story. I'm going to post the link on our Facebook, though, because there's a bunch of those serial numbers that you got to look at that's on the box to see if your garlic buttery crust will make you have internal bleeding. So check that out. The most important debate of the day, and probably the most important question in the whole Marvel universe, which superhero has a better butt? Is it Captain America or Falcon? There's a big debate going on online right now between Anthony Mackie, who plays Falcon, and Chris Evans, who is Captain America. And Anthony is saying they need to do the biking shorts test, or those compression shorts, and take some pictures and post them online. And I'm sure the ladies and some dudes everywhere are like, yeah, let's do this.
Did you see the thing that Chris Evans has rejected social media now and walked away? And
good for him.
Something like that. They said it's so weird with all of this stuff going on with the new movies or whatever that he is walking away from.
That's weird. And he just got a big boost because he posted his Ping Pee Ding Ding just a few weeks ago. It's like he just gained a ton of followers. Why would he walk away from that? I don't know. Here's some of your COVID stuff floating around. An outbreak in Chile has been traced back to somebody throwing a birthday party for their cat. At least 15 people at the party caught the virus. The cat did not, but then it just kind of trickled out to this giant outbreak. Ugh. And then somebody on Tiki-Taki came up with a new hack to keep people from spitting all over the cake when they blow out their birthday candles. All you have to do is go buy a cake at the store and leave the plastic cover on. And then put little holes in the plastic cover where you put the candles. Put them in there, light them, and then they blow. And then it gets all over the plastic cover instead of the cake. Or we can just get rid of that tradition altogether.
Do away with it, I say.
Please, get rid of it. Also, a funny link I posted on our Facebook this morning. A woman used the power of glitter to get a little revenge on her cheating boyfriend. Her name is Holly. And I guess her boyfriend was cheating, and there's texts and all sorts of stuff. So what did she do? She went to Hobby Lobby, bought a bunch of those little containers of glitter, went to his apartment, and dumped them everywhere. And if you're familiar with glitter, he's never going to get it all out of the apartment. It's a mess. So that's pretty good revenge, I think. It's a good thing they didn't stay together, Dom, because they might be getting a divorce. And why not celebrate this Valentine's Day in the most romantic way possible by saving money on a divorce? There's a law firm in Tennessee that's holding a contest where one person will win a free divorce for Valentine's Day. And this link is saying, you know, divorces aren't cheap, so this is kind of a big deal. Now, sadly, it's only open to people who live in Tennessee, but what's some great publicity for this divorce
I'll
firm?
Say.
Isn't that great? And real quick, here's your Fat America. Post is bringing back Waffle Crisp cereal. Came out in 1996, discontinued about 3 years ago. I say it hasn't been gone long enough.
Agree.
But it's just the little tiny waffles, and they taste like maple syrup, and they are quite tasty.
You can't take something away for just like 36 months and then have a big return. It's got to be gone at least 10 years.
Preach it, girl. Clickbait me, Dom.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Check out the link I posted this morning from this family who moved into a new house in Arizona. And they realized, like, one of the mirrors on the wall, they couldn't remove it. They started digging a little deeper. They found out that it was a two-way mirror. So they ripped the other side of the wall apart. They found cabinets in there, the other side of the mirror, all sorts of wires for hidden cameras. Turns out the house belonged to somebody in a drug cartel.
Oh.
And there's a lot of hidden surveillance in the house. How creepy. So check out the link and check out all the pictures. It's pretty crazy. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.